Hey there, blogging ladies. Welcome to the podcast that's going to take your blog from a mere hobby to a full-blown money-making machine. I'm your host and blog coach, Genesis, and I'm here to help you start, organize, grow, and monetize your blog in ways that you never thought possible. But don't expect any fluff info from me. Nope, I'm all about the real and honest stuff. I'm not here to waste your time with useless tips and tricks that won't get you anywhere. I'm here to give you the straight up goods that will actually help you succeed in the world of blogging. And let me tell you, my approach is totally unique and different from other blog coaches out there. Why? Because I'm all about helping you sell digital products and services to make a buttload of money. And I'm not just talking about a few extra bucks here and there. I mean serious cash that will allow you to turn your blog into a thriving business. Oh, and did I mention that I specialize in starting blogs on Showit? That's right, I'm a Showit pro, and I'm going to show you how to make the most out of this amazing platform. So buckle up, lady bloggers, because we're about to embark on an epic journey together. Let's get ready to turn your blog into a profitable business that you can be proud of. Hey there, blogging lady. Welcome back to another episode of the Boss Lady Bloggers podcast. If I sound a little tired in today's episode, it's because I am. Today's a Monday, and I've had to do all of my coaching calls today and all of my client management project work and just a lot of different tasks today when I usually do them tomorrow. So I wasn't really fully prepared to do them today because my coaching calls and everything is usually on Tuesdays. My mom comes and gets the baby on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But we had to switch it to Monday today. I had to reschedule all of my coaching calls and such because we were having a snow day tomorrow. So yeah, today is a little weird and I'm a little tired because it's a Monday. It's a little weird of a Monday. But yeah, we have to, you know, go along with like those like snow days, and because we don't want to really be driving the baby 40 minutes to my mom's house when the roads are bad. I'm sure you can understand that, but yeah, that is why I'm tired. But before I tell you, for starters, today we're going to be talking about the biggest mistake that you could be making with your SEO. But before I tell you the biggest SEO mistake that you could be making, I wanted to let you know about something new that I created for you. If you're tired of writing blog content like every single week, and seeing like literally zero results in your blog traffic just isn't increasing, then you might be interested in this new SEO and blog traffic bundle that I just created this week. I know that it's like super hard to rank on Google. It's really not the easiest. It's like really hard, actually. Like, it's not the easiest, okay? And I'm sick of all these like gurus telling people like, you know, that it's easy or making it seem like it's easy, but it's not. You know, like, I've written so many posts that aren't ranking right now and that will never rank, but it is what it is. Like, that content is still there for my readers to love and enjoy. But I really have figured out the best way on how to not only rank my content on the first page of Google, but also how to monetize the content, because why bring in so much blog traffic from Google if you're not going to be making money when people come to that page, right? Or, you know, you're not going to be offering a freebie and driving them through a sales funnel or something like that, so you can make, you know, passive income sales. So I've really like perfected this process of ranking content and making money through my blog content and writing the best blog content that people really want to binge. And I shared this all in this masterclass with you. I'm ranking on the number one page of Google for lots of my different blog pages. So I want to share my expertise on how I figured this out with you. And inside this masterclass, we're going to cover what SEO actually is and why you need it in your business if you want to scale, why blogging as a marketing strategy is not done, and the danger of building your entire business on social media only. My simple process for creating amazing content on your website that actually reaches page number one of Google and makes your readers binge all of your blog posts. some SEO essentials every blog post must have to skyrocket on page one. Hint, most bloggers actually skip these SEO essentials and they don't really realize it. And how to actually make money from your blog content. Also, why no one is signing up to your free or paid offers, even if your website has increased. Several SEO mistakes and how to avoid them. My top 10 SEO essentials that you need to rank in 2024 and bonus SEO tips for you. I also have included a workbook to take notes and follow along. This is like a 20-page workbook that dives super deep into all of the action steps that I take you throughout this masterclass. So you can get inside the Blogging Ladies membership, or you can get this offer inside of the Blogging Ladies membership, plus 5 of my other blog courses, my blogging courses as well. You can also get group blog coaching calls every single week, monthly masterclasses, and new blog educational bundles like this one every single month. And you can join the Blogging Ladies membership today for just $27 a month below. Okay, let's dive into this podcast episode. Like I said, I'm tired today. Okay, so the biggest mistake that I see most new bloggers make when it comes to SEO, it's neglecting the structure of your blog's design and the content that is on all of your different pages of your website. New bloggers typically don't realize how your blog is designed plays a huge role in whether or not your blog is going to rank on Google or not. It's all based on user experience for your readers. It's all based on the user experience that they have when they come to your site. And obviously, we want them to have a good experience when they're on our site, right? And we want them to spend time on our website. And Google also needs to be able to index and read your site properly. So I know I talk a lot about how important building a blog and brand and website design is from a reader standpoint, like from the reader's standpoint of your blog. But I haven't talked much about the SEO standpoint, right? So that's what we're going to talk about today. The design structure and content of a blog are crucial factors that significantly impact a blogger's ability to rank well in search engine results. And here is why this is so crucially important. So user experience, let me rephrase this. Search engines like Google prioritize user experience. A well-designed blog with a clear structure and navigation enhances the overall experience that your user is going to have on your site. If visitors find the blog easy to navigate and engaging, they're likely to spend more time on the website, right? Search engines interpret longer dwell times positively, signaling that the content is super valuable and it's also relevant. So also when Google combs through your site, or when Google combs through just like any website, it's looking for a proper hierarchy tag structure. For example, you should only be using one heading, so H1 heading, that is your page title or your blog post title. And you want to have this at the very front of your homepage design or any page. So the very top of your page, you're going to have the title of the page. Now for me, that's blog coaching and website design for lady bloggers. That's my H1 heading. And my keyword is blogging coach. So you want to have this hierarchy. So you start with the H1 heading. Now, underneath the H1 heading, you have an H2 heading. And the H2 heading is like one of the overall topics that you talk about on that page or in that blog post. So the H2 heading, underneath the H2 heading, you have an H3 heading. Now, you only want to use an H1 heading one time on the whole entire page. H2 headings you can use several times, but don't use an H3 heading before you use an H2 heading, if this makes sense. Your page has to be structured in a hierarchy, and it also has to have a lot of content on that page. I'm seeing many different bloggers' websites have only blog posts as a homepage. And, you know, while that's good for getting readers to read your blogs, it's not good for Google to index your site and you only have blog content on your website. You need to have well-designed website pages that are structured in this hierarchy. So when you land on a homepage, you have different sections of the homepage. Now, the very first section was what we talked about. This is going to be above the fold. It's going to be who your blog is, or who you are, and what your blog is about, and how you help your specific target audience with a call to action to like work with you or read the blog or head to your about page. The second section should be a little bit more about how you help them, or it could be talking to your audience's pain points or something else, okay? The third one is three ways on how you can help them. So you can insert your blog there, your services page, and your about page or a freebie. So three different ways on how you can help them for on your site, like how you help them. The next one could be like a freebie sign up form. The next one could be, you know, three different most popular blog posts. So you need to have all of these different sections on your homepage and content within each of them that has your main keyword in it and different phrases of that keyword, because if Google can't understand what your whole entire website is about and how you help them, then, you know, you're going to fall short and you're not going to rank. And the only reason why I've been able to rank for the blog coaching keywords on page number one is because I have this well-built, structured website. Google doesn't view my website as thin because I have a lot of content on my homepage. I have a lot of different sections on my homepage. I have a lot of different content and sections on my about page. And I have several different pages on my whole entire blog website. My website is not just, you know, a couple different pages and I only have tiny bits of content on each page. You know, like, you have to structure it in a hierarchy way with proper tags, heading tags, okay, like we talked about with the H1, H2, H3 paragraph text. And then, you know, so you have that hierarchy built out, then you need to have different sections of your website. And then you have to have a lot of content, like paragraph content on your website, so Google doesn't see that page as too thin and see it as not very helpful for the reader and for the user experience. And then you also need to structure it in a way, like with all of those different sections, structure it in a way that you take your ideal blog reader on a journey through your site and different pages of your site. Like, you need to take your reader on a journey. So like how I said, you have the above the fold, how, like, what you do, how you help them, you lead them to a different page, the most important page that you want them to take to, work with me or about page. Then you have some pain points, and then you say, okay, this is how I can help you solve your pain points by three different ways: my blog, my services, and like an offer or something. And then, like, further down, you can say, I have this freebie for you, so they sign up to your email list. Then you have your three most popular blog posts, and then you insert some testimonials in there if you are like a coach or a service provider or whatever. You know what I mean? So you have to have these different sections for user experience and not just only Google as well. And this is for every page. Every page should be built out like this. If you go to Pinterest right now and you type in homepage design layout, you're going to see a bunch of different, you know, website design layouts. Click into all of them and see how they're structured, because it's not just blog post page, okay? It's not just a list of your blog posts, or it's not just one little image of you and some text on your homepage. It's like so much more than that. And it's not that hard to do it. Like, you just have to mimic how other people are building their websites. And how you can do that is by studying other people's websites and how they're laid out and how they're structured. And by using those heading tags properly throughout your page. And that's exactly how you should build it for the blog post as well. You need to have that hierarchy in order to rank. Moving on, you also need to have mobile friendly design. Sorry, my brain is like all over the place. I'm doing this episode completely unscripted without any notes, nothing. So my brain is like so all over the place. Sorry. You need to have a mobile friendly design. So with the increasing use of mobile design or mobile devices lately, having a responsive and mobile friendly blog design is so essential if you want to rank. Search engines consider mobile compatibility, such as, you know, like, you have to build your website for mobile first, okay? It's a very high ranking factor when Google searches your, or when Google indexes your website. So when they come through all these different websites, they're looking at the mobile design first. So this is why having a really good structured mobile design is like so important, and to really focus on this year. Now, I'm always seeing these bloggers, like their new bloggers, they start their blog on WordPress.org and they have no clue how to optimize their mobile design to be mobile friendly. And, you know, they make it look, you know, semi okay with what they have, but like at least the desktop version. But I'm seeing so many websites these days, they're not built for mobile. And especially new bloggers, if your mobile design is not structured properly, if it's not built properly, your reader is not going to have a good user experience, and therefore they're going to pop off your website really quick when they're on mobile devices. And that's another reason why I really love Showit, because on desktop, you can really build out this hierarchy like I'm talking about super easily without struggling to build a really good website. That's why Showit is so awesome. And then, you know, you not only build it to be, you know, desktop friendly, but you also build it to be mobile friendly, because once you design your website on the desktop, you also have to design it separately on mobile. And I know that sounds like a lot of work, but it's so helpful when it comes to ranking on Google. And this is just what Google is looking for. Number one, readability, okay, and user experience, and mobile friendly design. Those are like the top three. Also, page loading speed. So you really have to pay attention to how fast your website is loading, especially on mobile. So this is why you need to optimize your images properly, and utilizing browser caching, and also minimizing unnecessary codes to contribute to faster loading times. Now, I know that's like a lot of technical words. You're probably new at this. You don't really know what the heck I'm talking about. But you always have to make sure that you're optimizing your images to be a smaller pixel, but not in a way that the image is going to look really bad. You can do this in Canva, I know. And there's several different tools out there that you can, you know, make your images way more optimized. And yeah, so, okay, moving on. Also, keyword optimization. So proper integration of relevant keywords throughout your blog's content and your blog's website pages is so important. When people think of SEO and they're new bloggers, they think, okay, how to optimize my blog content. But what they're really missing out on is how to optimize their website pages. It's not enough anymore to just write content on your website if you don't have optimized website pages, like your homepage, your about page. You also need to be targeting one specific keyword, just like how you do a blog post, within all of these pages on your site. Now for me, I have all the blog coaching keywords. That is my main keyword that I want to target, because that's who my target audience, you know, is. Like, I'm speaking to somebody who wants to hire a blog coach. So I call in my ideal reader, and that's why I book so, you know, like, that's why my coaching services are basically booked out, because I, you know, have the, I'm ranking on page number one for the blog coaching keywords. And when people click, they book a discovery call with me because they see my website and, you know, and that's how, like, if I was not ranking on the number one page of Google for my blog coaching keywords, I wouldn't be getting as many clients and sales that I do. And so you have to really focus on one keyword for your whole entire website as a whole. And then you have to properly properly integrate those keywords and other relevant keywords on your pages. So I'm targeting blog coach, blogging coach, professional blog coach, hire a blog coach. So my main keyword is blogging coach, but I have different related keywords that I'm also ranking for as well. And this is, you know, what most new bloggers don't realize is that website design and SEO optimization for your website pages also play a crucial role in trying to trying to rank on Google. Okay. Also, quality and relevance of content. High quality, relevant, valuable content is the foundation of any successful blog and website. Search engines aim to provide users with the most relevant and authoritative content, okay? And consistently producing well-researched and informative and engaging content increases the likelihood of ranking way higher in Google search results. Now, what does, you know, quality content even mean these days? It has to follow the SEO guidelines, okay, for starters, but it also has to please the user who is reading the blog post. So you have to write a blog post in a way for Google to understand what the heck you're talking about in that blog post in order for you to rank. And then you also have to write that content for the reader too. Google is your first reader, believe it or not, but they want the user who is reading that blog post to have a really good experience and to get the information that they came there for. And you have to write your blog post and structure in a way for Google, but then you have to write the blog post and structure in a way that your reader is going to read everything that you have within that blog post and then click another related blog post that relates to it, which is so important of internal linking. So you want to link other related blog posts within that blog post and also on your pages. You want to link other pages on your website. And then you also want to have external links, which goes off your website. So on your homepage and on all of your pages, your external links could be your social media platforms. And on your blog posts, your external links could be affiliate links. But with the new update of Google, there was a study shown that the more affiliate links that you have on your site, the more affected you'll be by the new Google helpful content update. Because you're taking somebody off of your website page, and that's not really helpful for you, right? So in order for a post to be helpful, it has to be super valuable. It has to engage them throughout your posts, and it has to also please Google search. So, you know, stick to just like 3 or less external links within your blog post. That could be one at the beginning, one in the middle, or one at the end. But try your hardest not to insert affiliate links until you have a lot of traffic coming to your blog post, because you want your reader to stay on your website for as long as possible and not click out of your website so quickly. You still have to have a couple within your post. Don't get me wrong. You still got to have an external link, but you want that reader to read that blog post for as long as possible and click to another related post. So, okay, to round all of this up really quick, your website pages have to be structured in a way that is a hierarchy. It has to be for the user experience and also for Google to index and read your site properly to understand what it's about. And your blog content has to be also built in a way that is a hierarchy and engaging enough for them to read the whole entire post and get the content that they came to the blog post initially, you know, for. And then you have to have a mobile friendly design. And that's why I love ShowUp, because it gives you that option of designing your whole entire site separately from the desktop version. You also have to pay attention to your page loading speed and keyword optimization, not only in the blog posts, but also on your website pages. The most essential website pages should be homepage, about page, contact page, blog page, work with me page, and any other extra pages. But those are like the most essential that you should have. So every page that you have on your site, including blog posts, should be optimized and structured properly. And that is the main mistake that I see. You don't want to have a static blog post page as your homepage, and then you don't want to have like tiny, tiny paragraph of content on each of your pages. You need different, what are they called? My brain is so gone today. I'm so sorry. This episode is like really horrible. I'm tired. Structure the pages properly. Have different sections of the pages. Have lots of content on each page that is optimized for SEO. Not only blog content, also website. Okay? Okay. So that is where I'm going to leave you to. But get that SEO and blog traffic bundle. If you want to put all of this together in a super simplified way, I'm going to show you how you can optimize your website, biggest mistakes that you're making, and how to fix them. My simple process for creating content that not only reaches page one of Google, but also makes your readers binge all of your blog posts, which helps SEO, and how to actually make money from your blog content, because why bring readers to your blog if you're not making money? So we're going to talk all about this and more. And so you can join the Blogging Ladies membership below and get 5 other of my blogging courses as well, plus group blog coaching calls, plus monthly masterclasses along with this bundle. And you can join for $27 a month below to get access to this. Okay. So that's all that I'm leaving here with you for you today. Sorry if this episode was just like horrible, but I'm so tired. Okay. Bye. Hey there, blogging lady. Are you struggling to finally get your blog's website designed and launched? You know that starting a blog is the right path for you, but you sure as heck don't want to go 100 miles per hour in the wrong direction. You aren't here to waste time. You want real results. I mean, results that are actually going to make you money blogging and doing your passion. And to get those results, you know that you need a step-by-step roadmap to get there. So let's chat over coffee. I invite you to book a free zero pressure call with me below in the show notes. Think of it as a casual coffee chat. We're going to talk about where you're at, where you want to be, and explore how my blog coaching and website design services might be just the missing link that you've been searching for. If we find it's a perfect match, great. If not, no hard feelings. You're going to walk away with some clarity and insights to propel you forward. Book a coffee chat right now below.